Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hallelujah. I'm just blessing the Almighty Creator, yes, and thanking Him and you who once again have called to join in the Crown Talking Drums Radio. Wow, January the 8th, 2023. Another new beginning. I appreciate you adding this time to your schedule. It's early. Yes, it's early in the morning. And a lot of times when the weather and the temperature is cooler, we want to lay in that bed and let that bed just hug on us and the covers just keep us all toasty and warm. Some of you may be still laying in the bed. It's all good. We just bless our Almighty Creator for that. Yes. As we talk about the Messiah today, Yeshua, HaMashiach, yes, the Anointed One, we just bless Him, hallelujah, and what our Creator allowed Him to do, His only Son, what He allowed Him to do for us. I just want to welcome you to this broadcast hour for such a time as this ministry. My name is Sarepta Cunningham, and I thank Elohim, God, for giving me an ability to share and encourage others about His living word of truth that brings His very life, Zoe, on the scene, the very life of Himself. I am so grateful for an opportunity to share of His goodness and His truth. Amen. With all the different things that's going on in this world, in the pandemic and all the different political arena, everything that's being ushered in. We're in the end times, and I know we've been hearing that for years. I was hearing that when I was a young girl and in the Middle Ages now, but still just thanking Him, Yahuwah, our God, our Elohim. He's the Almighty One. I just want to keep in the perspective of His name, yes, and who He is. And we know these different translations have changed His name so much, but we just want to keep him where He is and who He is. Amen. With all that stated that's going on, all the earthquakes, the fires, the floods, the wars, the crime, oh man, it's like it's so much, and that spirit has been released even the more in a demonic way. The enemy is mad, and I'm glad he's mad. Guess what? As saints of God, hallelujah, the set apart ones who we are, we're supposed to be making a difference in reference to what we're seeing. That's why it is so important. Yes, if there's ever a time, if there was ever a time, hallelujah, that we need encouragement through the word of the living Elohim and fervent prayer in this world today, the time is now. So I hope you have come with your spiritual ears open to hear what the Spirit of the Most High has to say to you and me, His set-apart ones, today. I speak His shalom peace to you. Let us have a word of prayer. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we just thank You. You are our Daddy, and we appreciate You. We thank You for this brand new day, the eighth day. Yes, another new beginning that You've given us. We don't take it for granted. You allowed us to see it. Hallelujah. Another new day of Your mercy. Yes, where we're not getting what we do deserve. Another new day of Your grace. Oh, Father, we just thank You. Where we're getting what we don't deserve. It's just they work hand in hand, and we don't take it for granted. We don't take it for granted that You woke us up in our right state of mind. Yes, hallelujah. We have the activities of our limbs and our senses are at work. Yes, we can see, we can smell and hear or taste and feel. If there's any challenges in those areas, Father, You've allowed man to create it. You hadn't manifested Your healing, hallelujah, forth, to come forth. You have created man, hallelujah, to create different instruments with this modern technology. We don't take it for granted, Father, that you allow them to create these things. We just bless you. We thank you for this roof that you have allowed each and every one of us to have over our head. Yes, and you're giving all the provisions. You are our Jehovah. Yes, you are. You are providing. Hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh. Yes, you are our provider. We thank you for that. Hallelujah. You provide all things, yes, that pertain to this life and godliness. And we thank you. Hallelujah. We didn't wake up by your grace this morning, having been laid on a cardboard box and looking at the stars and trying to wrap ourselves in a cardboard box. Father, you gave us covers and beds to sleep in, and we just don't want to take these things for granted. Hallelujah. Because we don't want to take you for granted. Continue to help us. And we thank you for that. Help us to really see, hallelujah, all your provision. Help us to recognize and acknowledge all that you're doing for us, Father. We don't take it for granted at all. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, yes. Hallelujah. The Ruach HaKodesh. We just bless you. We thank you for your guidance. Today, we thank you that as you and I together encourage your saints, the hallelujah, we welcome you right now, your very presence, to infiltrate this time in your presence, hallelujah. Yes, for such a time as this, we thank you. We appreciate you, and we love you. Hallelujah. Saints of God, I just appreciate your being here today. I appreciate the presence of the Most High being here today. Hallelujah. And as we are of the eight, we know is the number of new beginnings on this new day. And hallelujah, we have a fresh new mind, and we're able to do new things today. We're able to wrong rights or whatever that needs to be done. We have another opportunity on this new day, and I am so grateful for another day. When I woke up just lying in the bed, I said, thank you. Hallelujah. I began to give my Creator praise that is so, he is so worthy of. Yes. Amen. Before my feet hit the floor, hallelujah, I began to praise and that I could move. I felt a little aching in my shoulder, hallelujah. But I said, Lord, I thank you. I can feel. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. It may have been a little pain, but that pain, I began to pray and it just went boop, wherever. But I just thank him, hallelujah, that we can immediately speak, hallelujah, decree and declare his goodness. When we first wake up early in the morning, we're able to seek him, and that's a blessing. That's a wonderful thing. This morning, hallelujah, the Spirit has given us the word righteous. And when I heard that word, it just kept ringing in my mind and in my thought processes last night. Sometimes I don't get anything till the night before or the morning of, and I'm just grateful that he gave me this word last night, righteous. And I said, okay, and I just began to ponder on it a little bit. And so my question to you, are you or aren't you? Or do you know for sure that you are righteous? Well, we're going to talk about that, because you are. In conversations, so many different times when I'm in different conversations with other saints, other believers, other set apart ones, other ones who's following the Most High, yes, amen. When I'm in conversation sometimes, the conversation talks in the negative realm as if, you know, they still need to be forgiven for something, or they still, you know, need the more of our Father's mercy. He's already given us all that. Every morning, he gives us new mercy. Amen. Every morning, while we're here, we're still breathing his air. Hallelujah. We have new mercy. Yes, it's not our air that we're breathing. Remember that. Let's continue to remember that. My mind even went to John and Luke and Mark and, you know, the synoptic gospels, how they have some of the same stories within their writings, within the writings. They're the same type stories, but they might say them a little different. And I was just reminded of John when he had said that he wasn't worthy, hallelujah, when he was baptized and when he told the people he wasn't worthy to even, there was one coming greater than me. I'm just baptizing you with water, but he's going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit, with fire. He's going to baptize you in a different way spiritually. He said, I'm not even worthy, hallelujah, to unloose his shoelaces. One of the translations said, not fit. But it still means the same thing. And as saints of the Most High, a lot of times we get it twisted. We've been born into a new, hallelujah, generation, a new culture, a new life. We have become brand new creatures, hallelujah. Everything may have not changed yet, but we're going through the process of the change being manifested and taking place in our lives. Isn't that wonderful? I get happy when I just think about that. But sometimes the saints of God don't talk like that. And we know that death and life is in the power of our tongue. And we're going to eat the fruit of what we say or what's coming out of our mouth. That's why we have to be so conscious and intentional about what is coming out of our mouth, what we are saying. And I'm going here because when that word righteous came to me, the spirit of the living, hallelujah, Elohim, Yah, our God, when it came to me, when it came to my mind, he was just taking me kind of all over the place in my thought processes and had me just recalculating, you know, different conversations in times past and just, you know, even some recently where I've been in conversation or on a particular call or something, and I just hear different things. But he just wanted me to come to encourage us and to remind us, hallelujah, in case we didn't know, hallelujah, you know, that we are righteous, hallelujah, and how we became righteous. I'm just going to encourage us and re-remind us even the more today, hallelujah. So it doesn't matter how bad you may have messed up, you know, anything yesterday, last year, a few years ago, or how many mistakes you made. It doesn't even matter about that. I just want you to begin today, hallelujah, January the 8th, 2023. Yes, going forward, I want you to know that you are righteous. Amen. You are righteous, and don't let anybody else tell you any different. I don't care if you mess up even today, and you have to go quickly and repent and ask for forgiveness. It doesn't matter. All of us have already been forgiven. We were forgiven when, hallelujah, when the Messiah hung on that cross. Hallelujah. When he shed his blood, we were forgiven over 2,000 years ago. But yet we still, in this humanness of us, we still mess up. We still make mistakes. He was the only one that was perfect. Came in this world in the form of flesh. Yes. Hallelujah. Our creator, almighty creator in the form of flesh, he was. Yes. But yet, without sin. But see, we mess up. But the key to that is being quick to repent. And I continue to always say this. I may say it. You may hear it again. I believe that is why our father said that David was a man after his own heart. One thing about him, he kept messing up over and over and doing some things, but he had a relationship, yes, and he was quick to repent. So we have to follow in the shoes of those. We have been written these books that we know of for a reason. They are a roadmap for our life. Amen. But I just want to encourage you today about righteousness. And the scripture that we're going to come for, letting you know that you are righteous, even the more, or reminding you, hallelujah, that you are righteous. So the first scripture that we're going to go to is out of Philippians 3. Amen. Amen. And I was trying to, there was just one focal verse, but I think I'm going to start it at the first verse. Well, I was in my other scripture. I'm going to be reading out of the scriptures. And the scriptures has, let me get there. Give me a moment. I was in my other scripture in the scripture. So let me get to Philippians 3. Hallelujah. Getting a little excited here. You know how we get. I know most of us get excited when we're talking about the goodness of our Creator. I get excited. I thank Him for that excitement in Him. Hallelujah. Oh, it's in Him that we live, we move, and we have our very being. Yes, it's all about Him, and we thank Him. Philippians 3, I'm going to start at the first verse. For the rest, my brothers, rejoice in the Most High. To write the same matters to you is truly no trouble to me, and for you it is safe. Look out for the dogs. Look out for the evil workers. Look out for the mutilation. For we are the circumcision who are serving Elohim in the spirit and boasting in Messiah. And this also has the Hebrew four-letter words in here. And do not trust in the flesh. Though I too might have trust in the flesh, if anyone else thinks to trust in the flesh, I move. This is Paul talking here, and we know what he did. He was crucifying the saints. Circumcised the eighth day of the race of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, according to Torah, a Pharisee, according to Ardor, persecuting the assembly, according to the righteousness that is in the law, having become blameless. But what might have been a gain to me, I have counted as loss because of Messiah. What is more, I even count all to be lost because of the excellence of the knowledge of Messiah, my master, for whom I have suffered the loss of all and count them as refuse in order to gain Messiah and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through belief in Messiah, the righteousness which is from Elohim on the basis of belief, on the basis of faith, to know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being conformed to his death. Amen. And I just want to thank him. That ninth verse, hallelujah. Even through all of that, as Paul was encouraging the people of Philippi, amen. He was confined. He was locked up, but he was still writing. Amen. He was still encouraging. He didn't let that stop him from doing what he had been chained and called to do. Amen. It doesn't matter where we're bound at, what's going on, what's trying to hold us back, situations going on in the family. We still have to do the will of our Father. Don't let anything stop you. Paul didn't. We see so many different situations where people in the scriptures could have used it for an excuse not to do the will of the Father. But today, we use things for an excuse not to do the will of the Father. Well, my feet hurt. I don't want to do so-and-so. He's the healer of the feet. My head hurt. I don't feel like doing this. See, it's not about, we thank him for these senses that he's given us to be able to feel, touch, taste, smell, see. But we don't allow that. Yes, there is a but. We don't allow that to stop us from doing what he says. Amen. I could have just, if my shoulder, I could have just laid there this morning and said, okay, I'm just going to lay here this morning. I ain't going to get on the broadcast. No. We have to go ahead and do what he's called us to do. And that's what I'm so grateful about here. Paul, and he was declaring to them, amen, that we are righteous. Amen. And that is the blessing in the matter. We are righteous. Amen. And then you see there was a scripture also telling us, it might have been in that first chapter. No, we ain't got there yet. We're going to get there in a little bit. Okay, I'm moving ahead of myself. We just thank him this morning. But the key to it is knowing that we have been made righteous. And how have we been made righteous? Through that shed blood, because the Messiah has come. He has shed his blood. And because of that blood, it has declared us righteous. Well, you may ask, what is righteous? Amen. Righteous in the eyes of our Creator is being just, being right, or to be right. It is lawful. Doing the right thing in his eyes, or doing right by what his word says. That's what makes us righteous. When we're learning and spending that time in his presence, in his word, we learn how to do the right thing. We learn how to live a just. We learn how to follow somewhat the rules. And we get to keep the commandments. It's not a command. I mean, they say it's commandments, but that's a get to. We get to follow them. Amen. And I'm grateful that we get to. Hallelujah. It's the opportunity, and it's always a choice. We always have a choice. But according to this scripture, amen, we are righteous. And I am so grateful to that. We're found in him. It's not our own righteousness, because a lot of times we want to be right in our own eyes. Amen. And then the scripture, there was the earlier scripture. It was in Ezekiel. What's the name of the No, I think it's in Romans. I think it's in Romans, yes. Because we're going to go to Romans too. Amen. So I'm just grateful. Let's just go on over to Romans now. But to put emphasis on that, it's not, that's what Paul was saying. He's not, but we're not found righteous in his own righteousness. Amen, which comes from the law and just trying to do the right thing and do the right, you know, because a lot of people are morally good, but do they have relationship? Have they accepted, hallelujah, the Messiah as their personal Lord, as their personal Yahuwah? You know, I'm going to say Lord and God. That's what we've been used to saying so much. Hallelujah, has God saint. But the word said it was changed. And the key is for us to get on one accord to, it should have never been changed. It was written in the Old Testament. Hallelujah. Back in the Torah, it was written that it should have never been changed. Amen. And it's been changed. Amen. And so sometimes I may go there, and it's okay. I'm still talking about Elohim. I'm still talking about Yahuwah. I'm still talking about him. I know who he is in my life, and I believe you do too. Amen. So I'm just grateful for that. Amen. But our faith is through, amen, the Messiah, the righteousness of our Elohim by faith. It's by faith what we believe. Our faith is in him, and I'm grateful for that. Let us go on over to Romans. Amen. In Romans, it's also the third chapter. Praise the Most High. Yes. Amen. And this again is Paul. Hallelujah. As he's talking another letter, amen, to the Romans, amen. And we're just thanking him for these letters because they still encourage us today and still remind us today of where we need to be. We are the church, amen. Yes, we are. We are the ecclesia. We are the set apart ones. And I'm grateful, the faith of the Most High. Starting at the 21st verse in the third chapter of Romans. Amen. And I'm reading out of the scripture again. But now, apart from the Torah or the law, a righteousness of Elohim has been revealed, being witnessed by the Torah and the prophets. And the righteousness of Elohim is through belief in Messiah to all and on all who believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and fall short of the esteem of Elohim, being declared right without pain by his favor through the redemption which is in Messiah, whom Elohim set forth as an atonement through belief in his blood, to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his tolerance Elohim had passed over the sins that had taken place before, to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he is righteous and declares righteous the one who has belief in Messiah. I'm just grateful to him. Where then is the boasting? It is shut out. But by what Torah of works? No, but by the Torah of belief. It's by how we believe. For we reckon that a man is declared right by belief without works of Torah, the law. Amen. So it's not our works that makes us righteous. Amen. It's not that. We believe we have been made righteous, hallelujah, by the Messiah. The scripture is reminding us of that over and over. So I have heard someone, Lord, make me righteous. Make me right. No, we already are. I'm like that. And when I heard that so many different times, it just cringes. We don't have to be made righteous after we have accepted him. We already are righteous. And that's just what I wanted. He wanted me to remind you of, I assume, that was the word he spoke to me, righteous. And the Holy Spirit just takes it from there. And I'm just grateful this morning because there's so many scriptures that remind us that we are righteous through the Messiah and what he done for us. Amen. But then this is the scripture I wanted to go back to in the first chapter of Romans when it says, and I didn't write it down, but I remember reading it. Oh, God, help me find it. Help me find it. I knew that was in Romans. Maybe it was in Philippians. There is none righteous, no, not one. That's what it was talking about. Whichever scripture it was, I'm not going to waste the time to look for it right now because I didn't write it down. But I know I read it. It was either in the first part of Philippians or the first part of Romans. But when you look at that scripture, it wasn't talking about us. It was talking about the world. You have to really know what context the text is written in. Amen. And it said, no, there's not one. In the world, there is not one that's righteous. Yes, but because of the shed blood of our Messiah, hallelujah, we as his saints, his set apart ones, we have been made righteous. We have been declared righteous. We are able to be in right standing with the Father, though not perfect, but being perfected. Yes. Though we may mess up, but he still forgives us when we go to him for forgiveness. And my urgency to you is to do it quickly. When the Spirit lets you know that you messed up because he is in us, he's our inward paraclete to teach us, to lead us, to guide us, to warn us, to reveal to us. That's why he's in us. And if we have that ear open, the spiritual is so many distractions out here, hallelujah, that can clog up our spiritual ears. But we have to keep our spiritual ears open and our eyes. We have to watch as well as pray, saints. The times that we're living in, we think they're rough now. The gas price is going back up. We think they're rough now. We have to be a prepared people for such a time as this in the season that we're living in. It's going to get worse. Oh, yes. I can hear my husband even speaking now. Even in his time, as he was starting to transition out, he was saying, the Civil War is coming. The Civil War is raging. He said, stay prepared, baby. Stay prepared. He was speaking, and I can still hear him speaking to me. Hallelujah. He was giving certain warnings about many different things, and it's coming back to me. But I remember that conversation. I remember I was sitting in my chair on one side of the room and he was sitting on his chair on the other. And we were in conversation. That's how we talked. Sometimes we came a little closer and put our chairs at the foot of the bed when we had conversation. And we held hands sometimes when we did that. I miss that. But my husband is a much greater place. And I'm grateful. Hallelujah. He's looking down on us. Cheering us on. Yes. Hallelujah. I know he's cheering me on because I still hear him talking to me. Amen. Amen. And I'm grateful for that. Hallelujah. We have to be grateful for any relationship and any that he puts in our life. We are all gifts to one another. Let's not take advantage of one another. Let's be real and genuine. That's what the Father's calling for, realness in our heart. We don't want to be doing the work or the works of the Father, and we get before him, and he says, depart from me. Hallelujah. You've been a worker of iniquity. Your heart was never right. Come on. We have to be right, saints, set apart one. That's who we are. Hallelujah. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful that he is causing us to understand even the more who we are. Amen. There were so many psalms, and I jotted them down, but I forgot to jot down that scripture. But go back and look for it. I'm hoping I'm going to find it. There is none righteous, no, not one. Hey, I didn't write that down. Amen. But I'm grateful to God. I'm grateful to our Father, our Elohim, for what he's doing in us now. Hallelujah. He is doing a work that can't be stopped. It can't be stopped. Yes. Hallelujah. He called us. He chose us. And when he starts, he finishes. And I'm grateful for that. You are his righteous. You are the righteous of the beloved. And I'm grateful for that. So many scriptures I wrote down to remind us of that. Psalm 92:12, if you want to write, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. We are to flourish. We are the righteous. He's reminding, even in these scriptures, he's letting us know. I looked up some, and he's letting us know we are righteous. Proverbs 11:10, when it goes well with the righteous, the city rejoices. Yes. When it goes well with those of us who are in certain offices, when we are doing, hallelujah, the will of our Father, not allowing the man to dictate, hallelujah, regardless of. We want to ask our Father to set in these political arenas. Yes, people of true faith that really knows Yah. Yes, that know him, that have personal relationships, and he knows them. They don't just know about him, but they know him. Amen. Hallelujah. And when you know him, yes, that's a powerful thing. That is powerful. Hallelujah. Our heavenly creator is powerful. And we know him, even as Paul had said, we read it earlier in Philippians. Hallelujah. Know him and know him in the power of his resurrection. When we know what his resurrection did, hallelujah, for us, that is power. Oh, Elohim, thank you. Thank you for resurrecting our Savior. He came to save us. Yes. Another scripture out of Proverbs 11:21. The seed of the righteous shall be delivered. So many of us are praying for our children. A lot may be praying for your children or those that's unsaved. Amen. But you are the righteous. You are the righteous of the Most High. And it says here, the righteous, the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. The seed is planted into the woman by the man. So that means our children, the woman carries the seed and delivers. Any child that's been delivered, hallelujah, on this earth, hallelujah, and they belong to a righteous person of the Most High, they shall be delivered. It says not might, it says shall be. Hallelujah. And I believe they'll be delivered before they're raptured up out of here, even if it takes some of them their deathbed. I believe that just according to this scripture, amen, just according to this scripture, verse 11:21, for the eyes of our Elohim are over the righteous, Yahuwah, and his ears are open unto their prayers. That's 1 Peter 3:12. His eyes are over us. Hallelujah. The eyes of him are over the righteous. We are his righteous, and his ears are open unto our prayers. He hears us when we cry and when we call. Amen. This early morning when you woke up, you said a prayer when you first woke up. He heard you. Yes. If you're saying a prayer right now, he heard you. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm grateful for that. He hears us, saints of the Most High. Yes. Hallelujah. Then there's another one. For thou, Elohim, will bless the righteous with favor, with thy compassion as with a shield. That's your blessing of favor. You know, we talked about that a few weeks ago. The default being in the divine favor of God. Hallelujah. And then even in that, I was changing that G to another word. But we are in the default. Yes. Favor chases us down. It runs us over because we are the righteous. And some people, I think, miss that word, that we're righteous. Amen. That we're a righteous. We are the righteousness of our Creator. Amen. He is the mighty Creator, the mighty one. Hallelujah. Creator of heaven and earth. And we thank him for that. Hallelujah. He has not changed. He remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's why he didn't even want his name to be changed. He's the same. Yes. He's consistent. And he wants us to learn to be consistent. He wants us to learn to walk in integrity. Amen. And one of my sons, yes, he reminded me, he's one of my inheritance sons. I thank Yah for him and them. Hallelujah. He reminded me of that word when my husband used to always say, magnanimity, unusually good quality. Yes. Integrity. We have to walk in that. That's what that is. Integrity. Yes. And I'm grateful for that, that we're walking in that. And I believe you are. We're learning to walk in that. Those who's on the line or those who may be listening to the recorded broadcast. Amen. We have to be people of integrity. That's that righteous, being righteous. That's part of becoming just or who we are, walking it out. Amen. Yes. Doing the right thing, being right in the eyes of our Creator. Amen. And his word is what teaches us to do that. That's why his word is so important. That's why we have to study it, meditate in it day and night, that we will have good success. That's what it brings, that we will be like trees planted by the rivers of the water, continuing to bring forth, hallelujah, fruit in the right season. Amen. We won't be out of season with our fruit. And I'm grateful for that. Amen. Amen. I'm grateful for that. Aren't you? Amen. I believe you're saying yes and shouting hallelujah that you are, hallelujah, being able, hallelujah. I'm just so grateful. I'm just so grateful. Amen. Amen. I'm just so grateful. You know what? I remember my phone's in the other room on charge and I've been hearing beeps. I don't know if someone's trying to remind me of something, but I thank the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. He's so powerful. He's so powerful. I believe he's reminding me where that scripture was. It was in the first part of Romans 3, I believe. Let me go back there. I've been kind of over, back and forth. I wasn't going to get off here. I wasn't content with that, not knowing where it was. And I'm thinking that's where it is. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, thank you. I believe I'm right. I believe you're right. Amen. Let's go back to that. Hallelujah. Then I'm going to go back to a few more scriptures that's reminding us that we are the righteous of God, of the Most High. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. I'm just excited in the pages of flipping past the pages. I know what wrong is. Woo. My. Okay. Yeah, that's where it is. What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise. But we have the four proof Jews and Gentiles. Let me see. Da, 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 da. As it is written, there is none righteous. No, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after Elohim. Amen. But see, when you hear saints say that, when the scriptures say there's none righteous, it wasn't talking about us. It is talking about the world. There's none righteous in the world. Amen. And I am so grateful. I just kind of flipped back and read that last night, the beginning of the third chapter. And that's why, but I didn't write it down. So but it came back, and I'm so grateful. Hallelujah. So you can just read even the third chapter of Romans in its entirety. Amen. You can read the third chapter of Philippians in its entirety, and wherever the Spirit draws you even the more to read. Amen. And I'm just so grateful. Hallelujah. So some more scriptures I have written down here. Amen. About us being righteous. I have been young and now am old. Hallelujah. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken. That's us. Hallelujah. I just want to remind us. Yes, that's us. Nor his seed. My. That's our children. Begging bread. That's Psalm 37:25. Oh, my. I just get excited. I got excited when I was even searching through this word. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. We got some inheritance of nations. Yes. When the Spirit gave me the name for this broadcast ministry, and I don't know where it's going to go from here, for such a time as this, amen, he gave to me from that story, hallelujah, of Esther, and how she was able to save a whole nation. That means we have nation saints that we have to save. Through our seed, through their seeds of friends of our seed, when they come, we're able to save nations with this power that's in our tongue, that comes out of our vocal cords. Hallelujah. However, the Most High is going to use you, are using you today. Continue to yield yourself unto him. Yes, your body, hallelujah, has a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. We're not going to be conformed to the things that's going on in this world. But we want to have the knowledge about what's going on. And what little bit we do have, because trust me, we haven't got it all. We won't get all. We're just getting a little tidbits of it. We're getting it in parts. That's all. We still won't get it all. We won't obtain all the knowledge. You don't want to get so much knowledge that you're puffed up and get puffed up in your thoughts and in your mind. Amen. Or get puffed up in who you think you are, being in your own righteousness. That's what Paul was talking about. We are not righteous to ourselves. We are righteous in the Almighty One. Hallelujah. Through the Messiah. Yes. And that is just a blessing to know and be reminded of. And I'm so grateful that he said, the righteous shall inherit the land. There's so much out here that he's opening doors for us to get in. He's giving us insight into arenas. When we spend time in his presence, in prayer and fasting, a lot of us may be on fast for the beginning of the year. Amen. And just to seek him. A lot of us fast. I mean, we should be fasting. That's part of what we do. That's a lifestyle as a saint of God. We are prayers, amen. We are givers, yes. We sow, we pray, and we continue to give. We continue to do those things. That's what we've been called to do, amen. It's part of our lifestyle. It's in our DNA now. We have a new DNA, amen. The blood of the Messiah. We have a new DNA implanted in us. And I'm grateful for that DNA. I believe you are too. Amen. It's given us new insight. He's given us through the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. He's giving us, hallelujah, new insights, bright ideas. Hallelujah. We thank the Holy Spirit, our Ruach HaKodesh. We thank him, hallelujah, for living on the inside of us, speaking to us, leading us, guiding us. Amen. I'll never get tired of that. I want that. I desire that. I believe you do too. Amen. You want the more of him so that you can be, hallelujah, in right standing with our Creator. Hallelujah. Be in right standing with the Most High, because we're living down here. Hallelujah. On this journey, this roadmap. Amen. We get to let our light shine. We don't have to make it shine, but we're living down here. Amen. To make it in, to hear him say, well done. Not to hear him say, depart. I never knew you. You was doing your own thing, declaring your own righteousness, trying to be right in your own eyes. You wasn't even putting me in the equation of what I was saying. your heart was desperately wicked, totally against me. I don't want to hear that. And if the righteous are going to scarcely make it in, as the scripture says, oh, my. We're going to scarcely make it in. That's why it's vitally important that we stay connected to the vine, the true vine. We're his branches. He's the vine. He gives the lifeline. Yes, he gives us the lifeline. He gives us the direction. Everything we need, hallelujah, he gives it to us. He even declared that. You have everything you need that pertains to life and this godliness, anything that pertains to our Elohim, our almighty creator, the powerful one, the one who created, who spoke, hallelujah, and it was, amen. The Spirit spoke, and it became into being. The Messiah spoke, and it came. They all one, hallelujah, the triune, Elohim Almighty, the triune being are one. And I'm grateful, amen, that he has declared us righteous. So there's no more confusion. If any of you were confused, you have no need of being confused. You can look up and there's multiple scriptures on righteous. I just picked some. Amen. Amen. And then Psalms 146:8 says, the Lord loveth the righteous. He loves us. Yes, we are his righteous saints. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're walking and talking and living the righteous life in him, through him. Hallelujah. It's all in him that we live, that we move, and that we have our very being. Hallelujah. The real us. That real spirit man. Hallelujah. That real spirit man. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful. I believe you are too. So don't let the enemy rob you of any of the blessings that you already have inherited through being the righteousness of our Almighty. You are the righteousness. Don't let him ever tell you you're unworthy in any circumstance. You don't have to be made worthy. Hallelujah. I'm not sure when John used that analogy, when it came to me, when he said he's not worthy, he was just honoring the homage. Because back then, I think slaves would untie dudes. Slaves would do that. But he didn't even consider himself to be like a slave, so to speak, that he was able to even do that for the Messiah that was to come. He just put himself in that. I'm not fit to do just that particular task. Yes. But our almighty creator has made us worthy. Amen. And I just want you to shout out right now that I am the righteousness of the Most High. I am his righteous seed. Yes. And then my seed is his righteous seed. And my seed shall be delivered. Hallelujah. And I, as the righteousness of God, shall inherit the land. Hallelujah. Anywhere your feet tread on, you shall inherit that land. What you go to possess, and the Spirit directs you, hallelujah, from the living Elohim, hallelujah, yes, you shall inherit that. He says that he's speaking to you and you're standing in that place. Know that it's yours. Believe that it's yours. You are, we are, the righteousness of the Most High. And I'm grateful for that. Hallelujah. We can continue to step out in the faith that Paul says we have this righteousness in. It's our faith and our belief in the Messiah. Hallelujah. Because of what he did. Hallelujah. Because of what the Most High allowed him to do. Hallelujah. He sent him here for us. Hallelujah. To accept him. And once we have accepted him as our personal, and I believe he's all of our personal. Hallelujah. If he isn't, you better get to know him. Develop that personal relationship that one-on-one relationship, the one that your wife or your husband can't stand there for you with. We're going to be held in account one-on-one. Hallelujah. One-on-one. Your child, your mother, your father, they can't stand in for you. We have to stand in one-on-one. Hallelujah. In his presence. Hallelujah. And I'm grateful that he's given us the opportunity from this day forward, the 8th day of January, hallelujah, to go forth, 2023, to go forth, yes, in faith and enjoy every privilege that he's given us and he's prepared for us as his saints. Hallelujah. We are his set apart one, and I'm so grateful for that today. I believe you are too. I pray something was said that encouraged you, that reminded you, or whatever. Hallelujah. That helped you, going to keep you walking on in the faith even the more. Amen. Because that's what we're down here to do, to encourage one another, to build one another, to lift one another up. And I'm grateful that the Most High has given me this platform in this season, hallelujah, to encourage his saints up. The set apart one, as I'm encouraging even myself. Now, before we close out in prayer, I'm going to open up the mic. At one point, I wasn't going to open up the mic today. If your phone's on mute, your personal phone, you can unmute it. If you have anything to say pertaining to the message or you have a prayer request, because I always close out in prayer. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Most High. Amen. Well, we're going to close out in prayer. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Most High. Yes. Thank you for this time that you allowed us to have with your people. As we go forth throughout this day and this week, we thank you for your presence going forth before us. We loose our angelic hosts to go forth before us to keep us in the way. We thank you, Father, that you, hallelujah, have allowed us to be and to understand even the more who we are in you. We are the righteousness of you. Yes, we thank you for that. We don't take it for granted that you're continuing to reveal to us. You're continuing to remind us. You're continuing to encourage us even the more as we walk on this journey, as we're seeing the time, hallelujah, winding down, as we're seeing all the chaos that's going on in this world. We thank you that we're not of this world. We live here in it, but we're not of it. We thank you we have a brand new life. Hallelujah. Brand new days are dawning. Even in spite of what's going on, you're still going to provide for us. Yes, you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And we thank you for that. We give you praise and glory that you're everything that we need you to be all the time. Hallelujah. You said yourself that you are I am that I am. So you're going to always be. And we thank you for that. We give you praise and glory, our great Elohim. We lift up our families to you, Lord. You know what they need, what they stand in need of. Continue to meet the need in an abundant way. For you said in your word that you would go above, do above, exceedingly above, all that we ever ask or even think. Hallelujah. According to the power that's at work on the inside of us. And we know that power is Ruach. HaKadosh. Hallelujah. And if I'm not saying these words correctly, Father, you know the correct pronunciation in Hebrew. I just thank you, hallelujah, that you're living through each and every one of us. You're living through the life of our seed. We continue to call our seed delivered and walking fully, hallelujah, in the purpose that you call them and us to walk in. And we thank you for that. If there's any need, God, hallelujah, physically, financially, health-wise, God, you know, we thank you that you're going to supersede that need. We thank you for continuing to put your super on our natural being. And it's in your mighty name we pray, Messiah. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. And to you be all the glory. Saints of the Most High, as you go forth, go forth in his shalom peace. Hallelujah. I love you with the love of the Lord. Blessings unto you.